Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri went to visit Abba Chalavto. Now, Omalo, they said like this. What's going to be the locha? Harei she'ochlo shana rishoyna. If somebody ate the tfuah of the field 1 year, here's the shana v'chazoka. We know if you're living in a field for 3 years, so that's the proof that it belongs to you. So let's say you were eating the produce of this field for the first year. Pifnei shnayim, and you had two edim that you were living in this field for the first year. Shniyah, then the second year. Pifnei shnayim, you have another two edim that you were living there the second year. Shlish is the third year of your chazaka. Pifnei shnayim, in front of another two edim. Now, what's the locha? Kitzi, you had different edim for each year. Are these edim good to now that we can bring all three pair of edim together, and we listen to all three of them? We know now that you were on this field for 3 years. So that's a chazaka to say it belongs to you. Is this called good edim or not? So Amalot, they said like this, Harezu chazaka. This is a good chazaka. We have now edim that you were living on this field for 3 years. So that's the proof that it belongs to you. Amalot, they said back to him, Afani Yomikain. Really, I would say the same thing also. Elo, Shurabi Akiva chelik medava. But Rabbi Akiva, he argues on this. Why? Shoyi Rabbi Akiva used to say, he dashed. Dover, like we said before, Pishnayim Edim Yokum Dover. Dover means the thing has to be through Edim, and we darshan Veloi Chatzi Dover, and not half of a thing. Like here, what did these Edim see? No one Ed saw a Chazaka here. Each Ed only saw the way he was in the field for 1 year. Being there 1 year means nothing. A Chazaka is being there 3 years. See, if you would have one pair of Edim that saw him there for all 3 years, that would be a good Chazaka. But here, each Edim only saw him there 1 year. So 1 year is only a chatzi, it's a half of a dover. It's not called a chazaka. He has to be living there for 3 years to make it a chazaka. So if you only have three different Edim, each one only saw 1 year, Rabbi Akiva says that's not called Edim. Each Edim by itself is only saying on a chatzi dover, that's not called Edis. So you have to have one pair of Edim that saw them there for 3 years. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. So Chori means to ask an Al-Mishnah also. When the two Edim just saw the Tficha, so those two Edim should not be good, because those Edim by itself is no good, those two Edim. Because the Tficha alone means nothing. Maybe he's shechting his own animal. How do we know it was a stolen good? Because we have two different Edim that saw him make the Geneva. So the Edim Geneva, they're saying a complete thing. But the second Edim made the Tficha, all they saw was just a Tficha, by itself means nothing. So Val Mishnah says, Dil is chayav dal vei, it's a rye, not like a Mekiva. Omer Abaye, Abaye says no. Filo Tamer Rabbi Kiva. Even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva, still it's good. Meanwhile, Moedim Rabbi Kiva, doesn't Rabbi Kiva agree? Vishnayim Oimrim Kiddush Ushnayim Oimrim Boal Tiyafagav the Eidei Bia Tzrich Leidei Kedushin Kiva the Eidei Kedushin Lo Tzrich Leidei Bia Dova Karinim Vei. What's going to be if two Eidim say we know this lady was married, and then another two Eidim say we saw the way this Isha had znus with another man? So Vada will kill the Isha. Again, Mila Madi Rabbi Kiva, Vishnayim Oimim Kiddush. Two Edim say we saw the way she got married. That's all they know, that she's married. Vishnayim Oimim Boal, another two Edim come late and say we saw the way she lived with another man. The Afagav, the Edibia, Tzrichli Edibush, even though the Edibia by themselves would not be Mechayef Hamisa, because all you saw her living with a man. So what? Maybe she's not married to anybody else. So therefore she's not Chayef Hamisa for living with a man. So the fact you saw her living with this man means nothing by itself. But why? But Kivon the Eidei Kedushin. So if so, why are these two Eidim be Mechayef Misa? So as far as like this, Kivon the Eidei Kedushin Leit Tzrich Leidei Bia. Since the first Eidus Eidus Kedushin is Neman by itself, it's a complete Eidus. We believe it. If so, Dova Karina Vei. As if to say the Eidei Kedushin we were first Mekabel. That's good Eidus, a complete Eidus. So after we know she's Mekadeshes, now if two Edim says she's Mizana with another man, she's Chayiv Misa. So I tell you, Hochinami, but I hear also in the Mishnah. Af agav the Edi Tficha. Tzrich li Edi Geneva, true. The Edi Tficha by themselves really should mean nothing, because he shechted his own maybe. We have to first know that it was stolen, true. But Kivon the Edi Geneva. Loi Tzrich li Edi Tficha. Since the Edim that said that this person stole the shore, that's a complete Edis. He doesn't need the Tficha. That's a complete Edis that you saw the way the man stole it. If so, Dova Karinim Bey, that's called the complete Edis. So now we could build on it. Once we know that it's a stolen good, now if we know that he made a Tficha on it, we can be Mechayivim Chatzi Dover. We can Mechayivim Dalav Hei. Where is there a case then of chatzidover? That's by Eidi Chazaka here. Eidi Chazaka, each year by itself is nothing. You need 3 years. So the first Edom that say he lived there for 1 year, they are not saying a complete thing. We can't build on it. Because even the first Edom is not complete. When two Edom say we saw Reuven eat in the field for 1 year, so what? That's not Edom. That doesn't mean the field belongs to him. Maybe he's eating on our stolen goods. It's only after 3 years it's a chazakah. So there the first Edom is not a complete Edom, but we can't keep it. So therefore the second Edom also means nothing. But here when the first Edom said that he stole, he made a geneva, that's a complete Edom. Once we have one complete Edus, then we can build on it with Edit Fichu, we would in the Chayavim Dal Vehei. Now the Gemara is, the Rabbanim, but according to the Rabbanim Shita, they held no, they held even by the 3 years of the Chazakah, each year is complete, is called the complete thing. You're saying Edus that you saw him be there for 1 year, then another year, together we can make up Edi Chazakah. Say so, Rabbanim, Hai Dabba Vlei Chatzi Dabba Lamutinai. Like the Chur of the Pasuk says, so what do they do with this possible dover? What's wrong? Like what's no good? What type of aid is possible? So I tell the Rabbanan hold, lemut in a case like this, it comes to exclude echad oimer echad begabo v'yechad oimer bekrisa. That is a shiloh now with the isha gedol or not. She has to have two Cyrus. So you want now aid them to say that they saw she had two Cyrus. What's going to be if one aid said they saw a sar, one hair, on the top part, and the other one saw, we saw one hair near the crease, near her stomach. That's possible. So Gemara says, Hai chatzi dover v'chatzi edesu. That's called mamash a chatzi dover and a chatzi edes. So Rashi says, chatzi dover, say a record. True, it's only a chatzi dover because you're only saying on one hair. To make the isha g'dela, you have to stay on shnei sars, two hairs. And the chatzi edes, Rashi says, eidechod yesh l'sar, uvshitid lav edesu. Here's two chasroinis. It's only an eid echad on each one. So an eid echad means nothing. And also he's saying on a chatzi dover, that's why it's no good. But where is there a case when you have two eidim, that still it's no good because they're saying on a chatzi dover? So it must must like this better. Ella lemute, it comes to exclude a case like this. Shanayim ma'imrim echad begaba. Not one eid, but two eidim. Two eidim said we saw she had one hair above. The shanayim ma'imrim echad bekrisa. We saw she had one hair bekrisa by stomach. And here it's called a chatzi dover. Here the two eidim means nothing. You know why? Because hani amri katani, when these two eidim said they only saw one hair. One hair is nothing. She can still be a katana. So these two eidim are saying that she's a katana. For hani amri katani, and the second eidim is saying she's a katana. So there, pshita, that's why it's called a chatzi dover. Here even the rabbanon agree it's called a chatzi dover. Because what you're saying is she's a katana. Mashenken be'edi chazaka, you're saying like he ate 1 year of the chazaka. That's called something. Therefore, the Rabbanan know that's called the good edus. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, "Gonav hamocha b'shabbos." If you made a geneva and you sold it on Shabbos, so our Mishnah says, "Yechayev dal v'hei." You're not chayev misa. You didn't do any malacha. Therefore, there's no kavul of the rabbinay. So yechayev dal v'hei. For at the Gemara of Tanya, we don't have a brisa potter. We don't have a brisa that if you steal on Shabbos and you sell it on Shabbos, you're potter from dal v'hei. So Gemara answers, Amar Rami Bachoma, Kitan Yahid the Potter, what is the case of the Braisa that says that you potter on Shabbos? I'll tell you, the case is, V'oimeloi, when the person that's buying the shor, first you made a geneva, and now you're selling it to somebody else. So this other person you're selling it to tells you, you know how I'll pay you the money? I'll give you the money, V'oimeloi, Okutz Teino Mitenosi, V'tiknuli geneva secha. The way I'll pay you is, you come into my field, and you take off the figs. I want you to pull off a few figs, and the figs keep for the money. That's the way I'm making the mechira. Like, I'll buy the shor off you, like the ganav sold it on Shabbos, he made a geneva on Shabbos, and now he finds another person he wants to sell it to. So that person says, okay, I'll buy it. But you know how I'll pay you? I'll pay you if you go ahead and pull off the figs off my field. So it comes out the ganav has to, how was the mechira chal? Only the shas is pulling off the figs. That's the way he gets his money for the mechira. That makes it into a mechira. But for pulling off the figs off the tree, you chayiv misa. So then we say, come live with the rabbinei. That's why you put it from dal v'hei. B'shas to mechira, you chayiv misa. That's why you put it. So Mar says, Amri, let's see. V'chiv on the chitov alei kamon bedino. If this lakeach, the one that's buying the shor, would tell this person, listen, you ate my figs. I want you to pay me for it.
Layamin and Layzil Shlim. Bezdin would not make him pay it back to you. Do you know why? It's a Mechayiv v'nafshehu. Because, like, let's say he wanted to be a ganav. Let's say he comes into your field on Shabbos and he picks off the figs and eats it. So, since even if he's a ganav, you can't ask him to pay the money back because it's Chayiv Misa right now. If so, Hai Mechira Nami, Lav Mechirihi. Lechura, that's not called a good case of a Mechira. The price of Pasha means he was ganav u'mochar. He sold it on Shabbos. But he made a Maisa Mechira. A Mechira sale means I give it to you and you pay me for it. I sold it to you. So the Mechira is only Chal if you give me back money. Money means money that I have of yours. It's called like you're giving me your money. That if the sale would not go through, you would have a right to get the money back. That's called I'm getting money for the Mechira. But here, even if the sale would not go through, you can't get the money back from me. The fact that I ate up your Tanim now on Shabbos, picking it off the tree, I'm Chayiv Misa for that. So, since I'm Chayiv Misa, you can't force me, you can't make me pay the money. So, that money is not called money for Mechira. So, it's not called a good Mechira here. So, that can't be Pshat in the Braisa. The Braisa is Mashma, you made a Gnevra and a Mechira on Shabbos. But the Mechira was a good Mechira. So, that can't be the case. So, the Gemara says, El Amara Papa, B'yay Meloi, Zeroi Gnevra Sechel HaChatzairi, that the person that wants to buy it says like this. You want to sell it to me? Throw the gnevra into my chotzer. V'tiknili gnevra secha. And let my chotzer like be kind of the gnevra. V'tiknili gnevra secha. That was the way he made a mechira. But the lakeach says, throw it into my rishus. So Kitzi threw it through rishus rabim into the other person's chotzer. So that's how he's chayiv misa. So it comes out, that's why he's potter from dal v'hei. So Rashi said, like, zroi gnevra b'chatzeri b'shabbos. But yet, I'll give you the money later. Because he threw it through Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah. So Gemara says, come on, who do we go like? Krev Yakiva. The Yom that he holds, Kluta Timi Shud Chadami. When something's over the ear, in the ear, it's considered like it landed on the ground already. So here also, as soon as you throw it from Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah, it's considered like it landed already, and you Chayiv Misa right away. Because the Rabban, if you want to say we go according to the Rabban Shita, they don't hold for Kluta. Therefore, the svar is like this. Kiva demakula chotzer beisai. As soon as you throw the animal into the other person's chotzer, let it be high up in the air. But as long as it goes over the fence, kona. Right away he's kona with his chotzer. His chotzer is kona. Linyan Shabbos, but for the melach of Shabbos, loy mechayv, you won't be chayv for the Shabbos, ademakula yari until it lands to the ground. If so, you don't say kom lib rabbinay. It's like the Chiv Mammon came before the Chiv Misa. So how come you're telling me in this case he's Potter? So it has to be according to Rabbi Kiva Shita. Rabbi Kiva says, Kluta Kimi Shun Chadami, that by Shabbos, as soon as it comes into the Rishus, into the air, we look as if it landed already. So therefore, at the same time, it's called the Gnevra, and it is a Shabbos, therefore you're Potter, because we say, Kom Lev the Rabbinay. Samura says, no, even not like Rabbi Kiva. I'll tell you, the Yom we're talking about over here, where the Lekech said, Le'tikneli G'neva Secha, Atche Tenuach. And the person said, no, I don't want to be Kainer until it lands. So since he spoke this out, so he's not Kainer it until it lands on the ground. And that's the same time when he's Chayef for the Yisra Shabbos, therefore we say, Kom Lebi Rabbinei. Rav Amarava says like this, Le'yolam K'rami Bachoma. We could be talking about like Rami Bachoma. The question was, like Rami Bachoma said, the Chura, where was the Mechira? It's not called the good Mechira. So where it says, Esnan Osra Torah V'yafilo Bo'alimoy. Esnan, the Pshat is, what's an Esnan? If somebody gives a present, gives the pay to the Zayna for living with her, so if he gave her a Korban, so the Korban is possible, look for the Mizbeach. Even in the case V'yafilo Bo'alimoy, even in the case where the Esnan was his own mother, where the Zayna was his mother, so it comes out that it's Chayiv Misa. So it's like this. V'tova le'kama medina. If the mother would ask the son later, give her the pay for this nus, mi amrin le'kum havle, would we tell him that he has to pay her because it's coming avadanat? Because it's coming from the rabbinay. If the son lives with his mother, he's Chayiv Misa. So if the mother later says, you owe me the money, he could say, but I'm Chayiv Misa, I'm potter for paying you. Still we say, but if the son on his own does pay her, does give her the payment, Have a yesman, it's called an yesman, it's called a payment for this nus, that it becomes also to use for a korban. So I'll tell you, Hokinam here also the same thing. Afa gav linyan tashlumin. Even though, what happened here now? When you stole it, first you made a geneva, and now you're selling it to somebody. And that person says the sale is that when you pick off my dates, my figs, that's the payment. So true. Even though when you pick off the figs on Shabbos Yechayim Misa, and he tov medina come on, if he would ask you to pay him up in Bezdin, you would not have to pay him.